How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
This week, we are talking about aging.
Aging or agging, as you called it earlier in the text message.
I am dyslexic, but we're not talking
about
that. Are you? How do you not know that?
Oh, now I feel horrible.
Because you're always horrible to me about how I spell.
Shh, don't tell everybody that. I thought it was just a funny quirk.
What? No, it's just a...
You actually got the thing.
I've actually, yeah, I used to get like, you know, 15 minutes extra in exams and stuff.
Did you get a laptop as well?
I got to borrow one.
Oh.
Pompey won it. Ain't going to give them away. They ain't got that kind of money down there.
Well, I don't know. They might have.
They
done.
Used to give you a yellow piece of like see-through paper that you'd put over textbooks because it'd be easier to read through yellow.
Oh, did that help?
I don't know.
Nice though to have everything in yellow. In fact, it would have looked like you were looking at Grindr.
Which I often am, so it's a real... Why? Is everything yellow in Grindr?
Well, it's like got a yellow screen on it, hasn't it?
Hasn't got a yellow filter. It doesn't look everyone's sepia.
No, it doesn't make everybody look yellow.
It's like everyone's got jaundice.
Doesn't
like,
make
oh, look, he's got jaundice, so's he.
Oh, my goodness, so many liver problems.
Too much drinking in the gay culture. Should we talk about it?
Oh, no. I mean, there's a lot of drinking in the gay scene. Oh, and a lot of coughing.
I've got a chest infection, sorry.
Another thing I can't take the mickey out of.
Well, you can take the mickey out of it.
Can I?
Guys, don't worry, you can't catch it through.
Luckily, you can't catch it through your ears. Now...
Aging. Yeah.
So...
Tell me.
Are you worried?
About aging? Well, should we let them know? I'm turning 30. I think the week... This week.
You will have turned 30 by the time this goes out.
Yeah.
You will be in your 30s when this goes out. How do you feel about that?
I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How have you found your 20s?
I feel like I've spent a lot of my 20s being anxious.
Yeah, I found that with my 20s. I found that with your 20s. I found that with my 20s.
I found you exhausting. The last 5 years of our friendship
extremely
has
angst
been...
No.
No. No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no.
I found that with my 20s. I used to worry a lot. I used to think, oh, I should be at that point now. I should be doing this now.
Am I at the party? Does everyone care?
And it turns out actually
no one cares.
And the party is
fine.
Kind of fine, and it'll go, and it'll be ongoing, and just enjoy it. And I think I was quite good in my teens at being sort of my own person, and then in my 20s,
but your early teens, you were really impressive at being your own person
because
you
used to freakishly weird
because you used to dress like a Dickensian,
like a Victorian person.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Of course.
What was your sort of favourite Victorian clothing item you had?
In my teenage years, probably my bowler hat.
Yeah. Did you look like that guy that, like the home pride
that serial
guy?
Serial killer. That's the thing. Serial killers probably would have worn. No, I don't know.
Well, only in the Victorian era, not now.
Yeah, probably. What?
I didn't think bowler hat and then think serial killer. That's not. I don't think that's the first thing you jump to. Do you think it is?
Yeah, that's why I wore it.
Oh.
The home pride.
Disclaimer:
hat.
Tom hasn't killed anyone.
I haven't. I promise. Honestly, Scouts honor. If you saw me, I'd have my three fingers.
Up
in the scout salute. Were you in the scouts?
No.
The guides?
No.
Brownies?
No.
Beavers?
No.
Wow.
I was in reptile club, but we've spoken about that before.
Oh, yeah, of course. Reptile. Freakishly weird.
I also had really bad eczema, so it sort of made sense because I was sort of...
Oh, you don't have eczema now.
No, I don't.
Is that another thing I don't know about you, which I've probably been making fun of?
Well, yeah, when you're like, oh, what's up with scaly face? What's up with lizard features?
Such a great friend.
eczema is something that I've grown out of. I had that in my 20s. God, isn't this a fun subject for a podcast?
So well so far.
Everyone's listening being like, she's vile.
No, but
so my
you grew out of it. That's a nice thing
I used to have anxiety-induced eczema. So when the first year I went to Edinburgh...
Oh, it must have been awful.
It was horrible. I had like... I remember our friend and our agent as well, Flo, came to see me one day and she was like, I mean, your eyes are looking really bad. And they were just puffy and red. And
did you get that from, that was eczema?
Yeah.
Not hay fever?
No. That was from sort of anxiety.
Oh,
that would be like
goodness.
Rubbing my eyes
rubbing
all the time.
Rubbing your eyes all the time and bringing on the eczema.
Bringing on the old eczema.
Oh, like the singing detective. Oh, no, that was psoriasis.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing.
Glamour to glamour to glamour.
A gay podcast. It's all about fashion. It's all about
skin
eczema.
Conditions. So,
aging.
You're 30.
30.
Aging. So now you're getting into 30s.
Yes.
How are you feeling about getting older beyond that?
I'm like so happy to do it. I feel like, especially as a woman, I feel like for a lot of my, as you know,
As an older woman, I know.
As an older woman, as an older gay woman.
I've always seen myself as an older woman, yes.
Older, wider lesbian, an owl. And, no, I am.
Is that an actual term or did you just make that up?
I think they used it in the L word, but I'll take credit, sure.
Sure.
I mean, who's watched that series? Why would you? It was good for like two series. There are a couple of hot girls in it.
Sure.
But everyone went crazy, which isn't really great for lesbians.
Oh.
Everyone went nuts at some point.
Oh, okay. Well.
Bitches be cray.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Well.
I don't really like perpetuating things like that, so probably not.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment.
There were lots of girl drama, but then of course there was. They were just girls. Anyway.
I'm considering. Anyway, so you're getting older, you've got a chest infection.
I'm really taking life by the balls. No, but no, I felt like...
Isn't the expression you're taking the bull by the horns?
Yes, but now I'm taking life by the balls. I'm taking life by the scrotum and I never want to go near one.
Great. And you did, what would you know?
I wouldn't know what to do.
You wouldn't know what to do. Now, and so you feel fine about being an older woman.
Well, okay, careful.
You're not an older
Let's
woman
be
yet.
Very careful about
Come
our...
on, you're over 22, you're an older woman.
I know,
By magazine standards.
By magazine standards, I'm old and hideous.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, that's my quote. I'm going to put it on my poster. Old, hideous, hilarious.
Great name for a show, though.
Oh yeah, I'm going to have to wait a few years.
Yeah, of course. I've got a long time. So you're old and you're hideous and you don't mind.
I'm old and I'm hideous, I don't mind. Well, no, I feel like, as a woman, I feel like a lot of my 20s I spent sort of wondering if I had like a voice, whether I was allowed to say what I thought. I spent a lot of time worrying what other people's opinions would be of my opinions.
Yes.
And maybe it's not a girl thing. Maybe, you know, it's probably an everyone thing, but I only see it as a sort of...
Well, maybe I think it can depend on the individual, but
yeah, of course.
It perhaps is... And I think it's fair to say there's a lot more pressure on girls, particularly in their 20s.
Yeah, I think there is. And like, also think like sort of, you know, coming out and dealing with all that, like that was sort of thrown into my early 20s. So I feel like I sort of look back now and go, God, that feels, in some respects, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
And then in other respects, I can sort of remember the exact moment that I started telling people that I was gay. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like...
That's a big
thing. It's a huge thing.
Well, I always feel... And I can't speak for everybody, but
I'm going to anyway. Yeah, go for it, Tom.
I've got a platform, and I'm gonna use it.
Like the Dalai Lama said, you've got a microphone, you should use it.
He did say that to someone, didn't
he? Yeah, to someone.
The platform is the inversion of that, I suppose, or it's the sort of inverted. What are those seating areas that you step down to?
A mezzanine.
A conversation pit.
That's
similar.
It's sort very of similar to the Wu-Tang Clan's gravel pit.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh, check out my gravel pit.
What does that mean?
I think it might mean something rude.
Does it mean something rude or something illegal?
It could mean either.
But I don't know. There are
both.
So many references I realised I didn't understand. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I feel, as a gay, that all those things that people go through in their teens... As in, like, learning to fancy people and, having your first kiss and, having your first relationship.
You're hoping that all happens in your 30s?
I'm hoping that's all going to happen for me now I'm 32. I felt like that happened a lot more in my 20s.
Yeah, well, I was kissing boys. I was riding in cars with boys and kissing boys in my teens.
Yeah, sure.
And so then I had the whole
around
thing. Around Pompeii.
Before the volcano.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very old. The people are going to be listening to me like, she is old and hideous.
She is quite old.
And she seems hideous. I feel like a lot of that, I don't know, I guess there was an element of arrested development because of that.
Oh, I see, yes. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I think that like...
Yes, arrested development, that's a good word for it.
And like,
is that an official word?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where I don't think they came up with that expression, the TV show.
Okay, I didn't
Portia de Rossi's great in it.
Isn't Portia de Rossi great?
Isn't she hot?
She's super hot. Has she married Ellen now?
Yeah, I think they've been married for years.
Have they? But,
yeah.
But since it's become legal... Oh, and Ellen's coming on the telly.
Yeah.
Ellie on the telly.
Ellie
She's coming
on the telly,
on to ITV.
ITV B, ITV 2, ITV, ITV 2, we,
I think it's
ITV
called.
She. ITV.
There isn't an ITVB. No one's called their channel.
No, there is
B.
an ITVB.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, and it literally shows, the only show that's on there is like Judge Reiner.
Oh, Judge Rinder.
Rinder, Reiner, Rimmer, whatever.
Thank you. Made it rhyme with grinder there.
Judge Rimmer. And
what a judge.
And they've got that, and like, you know, Say Yes to the Dress. It's really gay show.
Say Yes to the Dress.
Have you not seen it?
No.
Oh, it's
what
really
is it like? Is it
horrendous
like
women that are getting married?
Yeah.
Oh, they're like, oh my God, I need this dress. Oh my God.
Oh, it's like
dress.
The cake program on Food Network.
I love the cake program. I became obsessed with that over Christmas.
Oh,
Tony.
Oh, I tell
Tony
you,
and my fiance.
Yes.
Had to say no to us watching it. When it got to like the third episode on the trial.
Is it the one with the Australian woman who's kind of haughty? Was it that cake one?
No, it's the one, the guy that's
the
in New York.
Bombers, yeah, the cake
who's
cake.
Like, okay, I've got a baseball company. They want me to make a baseball cake. So what we're going to do is we're going to make a bat and a cake. And everyone goes, ah!
And also what you realise with those programmes is, in that classic American way, it'll be like really, oh, Susie, please.
Sus guys.
What happens in America is they'll have the sort of drama at the beginning, the dramatic, like, upbeat music, but then there'll be, like, sad music and they'll start playing a piano, like, but Cindy, why did you have to make these cakes? I made these cakes because my father said to me on his deathbed, I should make baseball cakes. And they're like...
Yeah. Or it'll be like, we really want this cake because, you know... Jane's father's husband's bride's friend's mother's cousin died. And she did. Yeah, and it's always that, isn't there?
Yeah, or they do the dum, dum, dum. I just want to make cakes. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You're not good enough to make cakes. Dum. Join us after the break. And
spoiler alert, they always carry on making cakes.
And
because
then,
they've been commissioned for a full series.
It is very formulaic, but addictive.
Hugely addictive. So
you watch a lot of The Cake Wars. Where, how did we get onto that?
Arrested Development.
Arrested Development.
Portia de Rossi,
Portia
Ellen,
de Rossi,
are they married?
Coming onto ITV.
Coming onto ITV.
Married?
Are they married? Arrested Sorry. Development. Is it a word?
Is it a word?
Is it a thing? It is a thing.
So what are you going to be like when you're like in your 50s, do you think?
Oh, I'm going to have short grey hair and quite avant-garde glasses.
Avant-garde glasses. What sort of like red ones?
Yeah. Like, oh, like Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh.
Do you remember her?
Yes, vaguely, yeah.
She had red glasses.
Oh, that would look great on you. And what will you be doing at that stage, do you think? What will your day be like when you're in your 50s?
I don't know. What does the president do?
What does the president do all day? I've often wondered that. What does the president do all day?
Have you watched The West Wing?
No, but I've watched House of Cards.
Busy.
Is it busy, though?
It feels like, from what I've taken from American TV and British, the Amano Anucci one.
Oh, the thick of it, yeah.
Which I love, is that a lot of being in politics is about swerving PR.
Yeah, I think so. I think that is probably true. And that they just kind of
and I watched
a lot
The Birdcage last night.
Not a political...
No, the dad.
Oh, the dad
is
sorry,
like a senator,
yes.
isn't he? And
yes,
he's
he
like, I can't
be
seen in a gay bar.
Yeah.
So what will we do to get out of this? I'll drag up. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Because if they catch you doing that, that will be... Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, great.
Such a funny film.
Such a great film.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, for the first time. I'm moving to San Francisco. That's what I'm going to do on 50. I'll
be in San
Francisco.
In San Francisco then. Great.
In a drag club.
In a drag club? Mm. You're not going to get very much sleep.
No, I know, but I won't need it by then.
You won't need it by then.
We'll all be frozen, won't we?
We'll all be frozen, like the film.
Like the film.
Let it go. Now, being the president, that is aging.
Because yeah, people do age. Do you remember how much Tony Blair aged in those 10 years?
So much. Just a boyish prime minister.
I know, when he came out with that M People song.
Oh, I mean, I know. It was a what have you done to do? And then, clearly, he did a lot.
Went to Iraq. I mean, it's not a political show.
It's not a political show, Susie. But yes, he did. I'm sure, you know, that put a few grey hairs on his head. And the aftermath, I mean, now he looks very grey.
Hmm.
And Barack Obama as well. I mean, he's aged a lot in the last
but
8 years.
But he's so handsome.
He's still attractive, isn't he?
Yeah.
I still think that.
He's got that thing that British politicians never seem to have, which is like, he's cool and he's handsome. And he's like,
yeah, no one's
he's playing
him.
Basketball. He's big. And then you're like, oh, look at poor Ed trying to eat a bacon sandwich.
Oh, I know.
But
yeah.
I did love Ed.
Yeah. Yeah. But that was so unfair, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really, yeah, it was really bad media.
Yeah.
Just nasty newspapers.
I mean, what does David Cameron look like eating a sandwich? I mean, it would have only been fair if David
He doesn't eat because he's...
He doesn't.
A robot. You heard it here first.
Wow. A bold claim, Susie.
But
a bold claim.
Anyway, before we get on to politics, which we've been told not to talk about.
Really...
Bye.
Have we been told not to?
No, I've just been told not to talk about it. Bye. sort of
by people.
Just like, oh God, don't keep on. We know what you think.
There is a bit that I do find that, like, I like politics and I like to follow politics and I take an interest in it. But then sometimes I find, like, on Facebook and stuff, people put a lot about politics.
Yeah.
And I just go, oh, come on.
Where are the cat videos? Come on,
where are the cat videos? Come on, cheer me up. I didn't come here to be depressed.
I'm already depressed.
That's why I'm already procrastinating and depressed.
Yeah.
Don't.
I've seen Suffragette. I know. I get politics, okay, guys?
Sometimes if it's an interesting article it links to, then I'm okay. But if it's someone who I just think, oh, why have I got to listen to your opinion? That's not very democratic of me, is it?
No. I tell you what, I've started reading The Week. Have you ever read The Week?
Oh, yes, it's very good.
It's very good because it gives you a roundup of The Week.
Did you buy a subscription of that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's a good investment for your future.
It is. Now I really know things.
So you do yoga.
So I'm turning 30.
You're doing yoga, you're turning 30. Now, people say yoga keeps you very young. Like, when you're 80, you have the body of a 20-year-old.
Which is what I'm looking forward to.
That is so good. You do it in a hot room.
Now, I do it in a hot room.
How many people do it? Because would I like that? Is it a bit sweaty?
It is very sweaty.
Mm.
But I quite like it.
What are the other people like?
Oh, they're like a mix of people. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the teachers have, like, insane bodies.
Insane bodies.
Yeah, like they've done in the insanity workout.
Oh, what is that? That's one of those things that's a bit like CrossFit. What is that?
I don't know. It's like you see it on TV. That's like, it's, yeah, like, it's like an infomercial.
Yeah.
You know, if you're up at like 4 contemplating life,
sure,
there'll be this huge dude that comes on the screen being like, do you want to be the best? Be the best. In 6 weeks, I can make you look insane.
Oh.
And everyone goes, oh my God, I'm going
to
do that.
I'd love to look insane. Thank you. Oh, I'd love to see that.
So, no. So, but yeah, so it's a mixture of things, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Gays and straights.
Really, are there? Are there gay people there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Did I meet gay people there?
Yeah, there's a couple of, yeah, I think so. But I don't think you should use it as a cruising spot.
I'm not saying cruising, I'm just saying meeting.
Yeah, there's gay guys there.
Okay.
There's some people, it's hard to tell,
isn't
it? Because
everyone. That's what I always say as a gay. How do you meet people?
Are
they gays? I did go on a date with somebody who used to go to naked yoga.
No, now, see, I couldn't be okay with that. Not now, with downward facing dog. Could,
oh, no, thank you.
Imagine if I took you, what would you say if I took you to yoga?
Yeah.
And just as we walked in the room, I got my kit off completely.
Oh, I would scream and run away. I would scream and run away, Susie, no question. I couldn't do a naked yoga class.
You couldn't, if I was just nude, would you find it very awkward? If I was
very
nude?
Awkward, Susie, very awkward.
Okay.
I mean,
that sounded like I was really angling for it. I'm not. It's important that you know that. It's not what this whole friendship's been
getting
to.
Well, I don't think I left my opinion it's sort of in the area of vague there.
No.
But I mean, I can only say that. I mean, it's ridiculous, isn't it? We've got this whole thing in this, particularly in this country. Although you go to Australia, go to America, they're even worse for it. They cannot deal with nudity. Whereas if you go to Europe, they're like, everybody's naked all the time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I was about to say posed, but it's not posed. I've sunbathed topless before.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's, yeah, but I think that's.
But I couldn't do it in this country. Do you mean, of course I couldn't. Where would I go?
Where would you go? Pompeii?
Hyde Park?
Hyde Park.
Just get the
bats arrested. Would you get arrested, though?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, it just seems a bit like so prudish if people want to. I don't know. If they want to get their bits out, what's the big deal?
Oh, I don't know. I think, like, I don't know. Boobs are one thing.
If
a bloke started getting his tackle out, I'd be a bit like,
you wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that.
The mouse back in the house.
You go to Berlin, they've all got it out in the park.
Have they?
Yeah.
I was about to say I must have gone to a different park, but we were together.
Oh, well, I've been on other trips, though, Susie.
What?
Yeah. I told you about the other trips.
Yeah, but that's a very... Yeah, but that...
I cycled through the nude bit. My friend showed me it. He said it's over there on the right. And it's near the...
And is it just men, though?
I don't know. To be honest, I don't see women.
Gender?
I don't see women.
You never see women?
I don't see women. So
see,
I don't
that's
know.
The problem with gay men.
Yeah.
They don't see women.
Yeah.
Try being a lesbian and getting served in a bar in London, gay bar.
Is that right?
Oh, my God.
Are there lesbian bars anymore? Because I saw was it Candy Bar?
Babe, Candy Bar's been closed forever.
Oh, has it? Well, you see, I wouldn't go in there, would I?
No, not with being a...
But aren't there, like, lesbian nights at, like...
There's one called She.
She.
And that's, like, the downstairs... They've done that thing again where they're like, we've got a gay bar, we'll give the girls the basement. Like,
oh, at GAY?
No, GAY is Could Girls Go Down. Gag.
Oh, smutty.
Very smutty.
Yeah, funny.
But, yeah, there's a couple of... There's not really any lesbian nights. But if you go to a gay bar...
Yeah.
You literally just get ignored whilst they...
I get ignored, though, all the time. I've never been somebody who's like... I mean, I'm not saying it's not difficult for women to be served in gay bars. I'm not saying that. I'm checking my privilege as I say that.
Yeah,
but I do think there's a lot of sort of flirting and priming and
which I've never and there's always like
again,
there's always
in my 20s,
some
never really understood that.
Really like muscly boy who like pushes his way to the front and is like, excuse me, can I get 2 gin and tonics? You're like, no, why don't you go and choke?
Horrible.
I'm joking,
horrible
guys. Love,
boys.
love everyone in the gay community.
But I don't. But I do think like bars. But I think that's the thing, isn't it? Like bars. As I've grown up, bars have been like the only gateway to community.
Yeah.
Like, but actually, that's not a community. That's just where people go to get drunk and forget themselves. And that's different to a community. Which
totally
is what
different.
I've always wanted.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know. I find the gay community can be quite sort of standoffish.
Yeah.
You know, like
We find it standoffish.
It's stand-ups. We find it standoffish.
Nice,
yeah. Very good, Tom. Very clever.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I think that it's... it does sort of lack that sort of sense of community. Because there have been times when I've been out and I've got chatting to people and it's been really nice. But
yes.
I always sort of try to have chats with people. And apparently I come across as flirting. My girlfriend says, like, people think you're flirting with them. But it's not. It's just because I'm like, guys, we're all out.
That, like that, yes.
We're all out. We can be all
in
friendly
way,
together. This
out.
Is really... I don't know. I think there's still part of me that finds going out and being in a gay environment quite exciting.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because it took me a long time to feel very confident and comfortable
I used to
in
walk
those situations.
Past gay bars. Just and I was too scared to go in.
Yeah.
I used to like walk around the block and be like, oh, maybe one day I'll go inside.
Well, totally.
Because when you go inside, it's actually quite disappointing.
Yeah.
And often, like, the music's very loud and everybody's actually not gay. And
oh, loads and of fag hags.
Loads of, you know, or...
Not that I have a problem.
I don't know what the equivalent... Because fag hag is usually a woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I don't know what a man would be.
Are those men that cruise for...
Men cruise, that, cruise, cruise for the straight cruise, girls.
Or,
in.
Like, watch gay girls kissing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like that. Like we were in heaven a little while ago and this guy came up to me in tones and was like, would you both like to come home with me? And we're like,
no.
I mean, of course not.
I mean, what was his house like? Did you ask?
It was really nice. We had a great weekend.
Well, there you go.
But it is that thing, isn't it? Of like, I don't know, the... So I always try and sort of enforce that community. I love like sort of chatting to people on nights out and being like, hey, like...
But bringing it back to topic.
Sorry.
Because I think the sad thing is that we don't have a very mixed age group when you go out. Like it's all 20-somethings.
Yes.
And even at 22, I felt like, oh, I'm too old for this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it felt like everybody was like 19.
Yeah.
When you're 22, like 19 feels like 5 million years younger than
you.
Yeah,
of course.
And I've just sort of felt, I don't know, I just felt like really... anxious about it all and really like and I think if there was more of a mix of age groups where people were like able to come out and socialise together
totally
it would
be
a lot nicer.
I remember the first time I ever felt any sort of community was when I went into Gays the Word.
Oh, that's
and
nice
it's somewhere
there, isn't
that,
it? Yeah,
which is which if you've not been to, it's a brilliant bookshop in Russell Square in London.
Yeah.
And it's it sort of features in the movie Pride, doesn't mm-hmm. it? And I remember going in there and there was like a couple of older lesbians and you know, the guy that worked there who was very friendly and just sort of going in and being like, hi, welcome. How are you? And I know they used to do nights there. I'm not sure if they still do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, okay. I think they used... I don't
book
know if
readings.
Yeah, I'm not that I ever went.
Nice.
But no. Imagine that sort of thing would be like...
Yeah, those sorts of things. Those sorts of things I like to do because actually, like, it's always this expectation like, well, you're gay. So to meet other gay people, you've got to go to this really loud club. And you go,
take this ketamine.
Take this. Yeah, like there's loads of like chemsex.
Chemsex, we've discussed it before.
Like there's all this kind of like assumption that you like you're all part of
this
that
one
world.
Thing.
This one thing. And actually I think there's like I always felt like, well, couldn't we just, you know, maybe I don't know, go horse riding. I mean, I can't ride a horse, that would be a terrible thing for me to do. But you know, more things that are a bit more quirky.
Is there that community out there? Maybe we should find out and let people know.
I mean,
there'll
probably
podcast.
Be people listening to this going, how dare you? We do this, we do that.
Well, maybe that's what my 30. Maybe that's what this year should be about finding a community,
finding your own community,
like outside of that. Because I really like clubbing and I really like going to places
sure,
like
we
Sink
all like
the
a
Pink,
dance sometimes.
And
Sink the Pink is fun.
And I really like drag clubs and I find that all really fun.
Yeah,
but I do feel like there's. I still feel like an outsider-ness. But is that something that's always going to be? Do you always feel that as a gay person? Do you think?
I wonder. Yeah. Oh, you're asking me specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that is part of my, like, tortured Morrissey-esque persona that... I just think there's that sort of torture, like, no, there's no place for me. No, I'm always on the outside. Whereas I think if actually people went like, oh, no, you're part of this community. We all love you here. I'd be like, ugh. God,
these people are boring.
This is so awful. This is a community. Oh, no thanks. I'd rather get old on my own doing my gardening. That's maybe what would happen. I don't know.
So that was the podcast about ageing and Tom's left it on
a
really,
on a really
nice
note.
But
I do like gardening. Now, what I was going to say is we've got a few things that we can plug if people are interested in coming to see us on stage.
Oh my God, guys, come.
What? Please do come. Check out either of our websites, and there are links to our tour that Susie and I are doing together.
Very exciting.
In the fall.
Or autumn, if you're from England like we are.
Like we is.
Yeah, we're going all over the place. You can find us, are you at Tom Allen Comedy on Twitter?
Yes, you can go there, or you can go to my website, tomindeed.com. That's probably a better link, tomindeed.com.
And mine's at Susie Ruffle or www.susieruffle.co.uk.
And I, if I may also be so pushy as to plug another thing, I'm doing three nights at the Soho Theatre on the 11th, 12th and 13th of February. If you're around, I'd love it if you could come. It's just before Valentine's Day. Maybe that's something you could come to before Valentine's Day. I don't know. I don't mind.
Anything you'll show that you did in Edinburgh last year?
It's my show from Edinburgh last year.
Which I saw and absolutely loved. Oh, so Susie, you should definitely go and see Tom's show. It's going to be super fun.
Well, I'm super excited about it. So it's at the Soho Theatre, 11th, 12th, 13th. Details on my website, tomindeed.com, and you can link through to the ticket page. That's all. That's all. That's the end of my plugging. Well, goodness me, I'm a multi-socket today, aren't I? So many plugs.
Well, thank you as ever. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Do hope you enjoyed our show. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks then. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.